China is back to buying U.S. soybeans and a check of your harvest weather forecast. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, reporting from the National FFA Convention. Our coverage is brought to you by Keystone Cooperative, who believe in the power of National Blue and Corn Gold. They also salute our local FFA members during the National FFA Convention and beyond. Well, Thursday marked the first visit to Indiana for U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins since she was confirmed to lead USDA. And during her trip, she provided further details of the trade deal that President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping had agreed upon during their face-to-face meeting Wednesday.
12 million tons of soybeans in the next 2 months will be purchased under that deal. This is a floor, by the way, so it could be more. And at least 25 million tons of soybeans in 2026, 2027, and 2028, plus additional commitments to buy sorghum, hardwood, which is important for this state too, by the way, and the removal of unwarranted retaliatory tariffs on a whole suite of our ag products. So all of the above, including our livestock, etc.
And since China has ended their boycott of buying U.S. soybeans, Hoosier Ag Today asked Rollins what that means for the Trump administration's plan to provide $10 to $15 billion in aid to America's farmers.
We are analyzing right now exactly what this means. The plan is being put together. We have worked very hard across the entire cabinet. So this isn't just me, it's also Scott Bessent in Treasury and Howard Lutnick in Commerce and Kelly Loeffler for Small Business, how we can put a package together for our farmers that makes sure that any sort of harm they have incurred under this renegotiation that's happening, that we will step in the gap. So I don't know that right now at this moment we know exactly what that looks like. I mean, we're in harvest right now, so we'll see what the market does, and we will be ready to continue to step in if, in fact, we believe it's necessary.
Rollins added that any further decisions regarding a farm aid package would have to wait until the shutdown of the federal government comes to an end. Read more about Rollins' visit to Indiana and to the National FFA Convention. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. Our coverage of the National FFA Convention is presented by Keystone Cooperative.